Hi, everyone. This is Pam Torrey from Engage, and you're listening to the Engaged podcast. We know tech is changing the way people market and sell now more than ever. And on this show, I sit down with sales and marketing thought leaders to learn how you can create, share, and measure your way to success. Today, we're talking with John Gardner of Owens Corning, the building product powerhouse behind some of the industry's most trusted roofing materials. John spearheaded the company's Roofing Tech Stack project, a collaborative effort to give contractors the digital tools they need from lead gen to close to grow faster and smarter. We'll dig into the philosophy behind the project, how Owens Corning chose its tech partners, and what the rollout has meant for contractors in the field. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Pam. It is great to be here. And you're into another technology here with podcasts. So, you know, spreading the good word, better than that. And it's always great to see you here. And, you know, we've been working together now for
four or five years. It's been a long time that we've been working together.
Thanks so much for the invite.
Well, I'm really happy to have you on because Engage was part of the initial launch of the tech stack. In fact, we helped with getting the materials together for it. So sure. I know a lot about this project, but I think that you guys were on the cutting edge of bringing technology into the roofing space, specifically from that building product manufacturer perspective. You know, you guys started this initiative of really going out there and trying to vet partners from your network. So can you tell us what problem you were seeing in the market that convinced you that Owens Corning needed to build an integrated tech stack rather than just having your contractors figure it out for themselves?
Yeah. Well, it's a great question. And, you know, to kind of help tell this story, you know, if you step back just a, you know, a little bit here, you know, you look at our entire program, you know, what we call a simple statement of value beyond product, and part of our overall, you know, element to our partnership with our contractors is providing them with the resources to help them grow and scale. And technology is not exempt from that, right? I mean, technology is such a big thing. And the question is like, you know, what was the original problem that we saw? And if we think back, Pam, when we started working on this together, in just a short period of time ago, and you look at the introduction of technology into the roofing industry, one of the crystal clear things that was going on is everybody was getting into the industry from a technology standpoint, which is fantastic. But it left an opportunity for contractors to, you know, scratch their head and say, well, what comes first? What comes second? And where should I begin? And what is a tech stack? And should they be talking to one another? And these are real questions that, you know, we exposed. And it's not the fault of any contractor or any technologies because, as I just mentioned, and you know this very well, we're relatively new into the technology space when it comes to an industry. Big picture. And back 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, when we worked on this project initially, it was very, you know, segregated, I would say, in terms of its technology. So that's number one. Number two is, you know, value beyond product means it's our obligation to help support our contractors to educate them. And so, you know, debunking or unpacking technology for technology's sake, and then educating our contractors is probably number two. And number three is, like, as I mentioned to you before, you know, anytime we can help our contractors above and beyond the products that we manufacture and help them put on those great roofs, you know, that's right up our alley and that's part of our program.
So, you were very heavily involved in this project from the beginning, from like choosing partners to building the marketing materials. I remember those meetings. We were there trying to get everything, like it was like herding cats, trying to get everything together to get all of those materials out the door. Can you talk me through the philosophy that guided the decisions you and your team made along the way as you were, you know, figuring out the origins of this project?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you know, when we look at each individual technology and that, you know, a stack is really a combination of technologies that are intended to work with one another for the sole purposes of being able to do better in your job, but also that whole data piece in the back end, Pam, which, you know, is such a critical piece of a tech stack and one of its, you know, byproducts. But as far as, you know, the guiding philosophy, first of all, it has to be best in class. And so when we look at our technology partners, in particular in the tech stack journey that we're on, first we needed to really unpack what's out there and select the one technology in that particular part of the tech stack that was best in class. And so there's a lot of energy that goes behind that with folks internally, and also working with our contractors to do, you know, pilots and understanding what their needs are. Number two is, you know, what solutions were contractors already using? And we wanted to make sure that our tech stack, although it is best in class, it needs to integrate with other technologies that are working for our contractors. That was number two. And the whole piece on integration, you know, as technologies become more mature, it's really important that they integrate with one another. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing about cost, that is a key piece to it as well. I mean, we have the best technology in the world, but if it's unaffordable, it doesn't work for our contractors and their budgets, then that's not good. And how easy is it, is it able to integrate into other technologies, as I mentioned to you, is a big one. Mm-hmm. And then this whole piece about change management. You know, another way of saying that is, our contractors and the teams behind the owners of the businesses are going to be able to move ahead with technology. And so there was a aspect of, can our partners help in this change management aspect of it through education and all that good stuff. So lots of pieces that went into the philosophy behind it. Pam, you know all too well what many of those are because you were right there in the thick of it with us.
Sure.
And we thank Engage for amazing work that you had and put into this as we worked through it together.
Well, we had a great time working on this project.
Yeah, we have.
I want to talk a little bit about the actual selection process, because I think this is something that a lot of our contractors struggle with. You know they need tech. They know that they need to have these solutions in order to compete in the market today. They understand the value, but there are so many roofing tech vendors out there. I mean, if you just think about the CRM space for roofers, it is so crowded right now, and everybody says they have the best solution. I have the best solution for roofers. You know, they're just telling you nonstop that they've got what you need. How did you go about the actual evaluation process of kind of culling the herd and ultimately choosing those partners that ended up in the final tech stack?
Yeah, I mean, it was a process. It's a 2-year journey to get to a place where we're finally able to bring in a working tech stack for our contractors. But, you know, thinking about that question, and the only way that we could really truly understand if the technologies that we're honed in on, and I mentioned to you before that, you know, the process of understanding what technologies that needed to be in the tech stack, really, they have to mimic the contractor's real journey with the homeowner. And so when we built the tech stack out, we took it from the context of contractor homeowner, and we needed to be able to provide technology solutions that enabled the contractor from getting that lead all the way through the process of getting the review. And everything in between is technology that helps that contractor run a more efficient business and see the data on whether or not it's impactful. So what did we do? We researched thoroughly the various partners that are out there, the technologies. And like you said, it's continuing to evolve, and more technologies are coming in, which is great because technology always advances. But for us to truly understand it, phase one was, let's evaluate all the technologies out there. And let's understand from our contractor's point of view and from technology side, which ones made the best opportunities to create the tech stack. And then we took the opportunity to either take that singular technology that's integrated into the tech stack or multiple technologies and actually built working tech stacks internally. And we ran them through all of the rigor that is really required to see whether or not this was going to be a workable solution for our contractors. And we looked at it from ease of integration, from the cost, from the ability for it to be flexible enough to provide the data sets that we wanted to see in that. So collectively, the contractors can actually see their business almost like a pilot, where they're looking at a dashboard and looking at whether or not their business is healthy or not. So building that internal tech stack was number one. Number two is working with you and our other tech stack partners and our contractors, we brought it out to the market. Mm-hmm. We said, this is what we think is best in class. Now we want to bring it to pilot locations with various contractors that are part of our network that are advanced in the technology space. And we want to say, put it through the rigors. Tell us what you think. Mm-hmm. And from that, we were able to fine tune our tech stack and the technologies that are built into that and arrive at what we did. One of the pieces that was really important and still is we have a very large network of contractors. Mm-hmm. They're very loyal to Owens Corning. We love our contractors in our network, and we wanted to make sure that every single one of our contractors had the capabilities to integrate technology. What am I getting at? That each one of our partners has the capability to be flexible enough and the bandwidth enough to be able to scale with as many contractors in our network that are interested in learning more about technology and or integrating it. So mm-hmm. Build that internal tech stack, run those pilots and making sure that it's flexible enough to go along with the journey with our contractors without any hiccups. That's kind of our three principles that guided us through it.
So I want to talk a little bit about integration, because I think that it's kind of a scary word.
Yep.
in the tech stack universe. And you know, I had a conversation with one of our partners at the very beginning of this quarter about the concept of the tech stack. And he's like, well, it often appears to just be a tech pile, because most people, you know, don't know how to construct it into a stack. They just end up with a pile of technology that may or may not play well together. Even if there's an integration that's baked in between some of these solutions, the contractor might not set that up because they don't know about it, or it makes them nervous, or they might need some expertise from an outside source to get that working. So can you talk to us a little bit about what the biggest unexpected challenge was when you started suggesting all of these tech platforms together? And how did you at Owens Corning overcome that with the contractors?
Yeah, it's such a great question. And I love your description of tech pile. And I think back to contractors over the years that I've been in the industry, and going back a few years, I remember when I was in the sales position that I would go into visit with our contractors. A contractor, you know, on a particular day, I do remember where he was so excited about the fact that he bought this new technology. And then I went to go visit the contractor again, and sure enough, the technology was behind him on a shelf. And he's like, yeah, I just don't know what to do with it, but I thought it was a really good decision when I bought it. And this is the pile that begins, right? Mm-hmm. And so we thought about that a lot because it can be very overwhelming, as you know. Like when you start to bring a bunch of technology into somebody that's really not accustomed to it, number one, but two is, I don't care who you are. If you're not an expert in that space, you're going to take some time to learn it. Mm-hmm. So what we did, as thinking through it, is like, wait a minute, if we can create an opportunity for contractors to actually see the tech stack, to be able to visualize how the tech journey goes, and then through imagery and through communication, and then double down on that with more extensive training and insights on the technology through that entire journey, then we felt that we have a better than average shot of being able to get inside folks' heads and our contractors say, okay, that's what a tech stack is. And so we literally built out a tech stack wheel. And the wheel, although it sounds, you know, pretty simple, it provided the visuals that contractors and our ASMs and anybody could say, oh, now I get this whole thing about tech stack and the appropriate places where technology should be included in the entire ecosystem of the business. Mm-hmm. And so we built a working kind of visual of the tech stack, and you can see that Owens Corning on owenscorning.com and kind of get a firsthand view of that, right? And then mm-hmm. second, underneath our tech stack visuals is, we'll talk about this a little bit more, is a very detailed education and insights journey that our contractors can take through, you might be familiar with this platform, Pam, through this platform called Engage.
Yeah, just a little familiar with that.
A little familiar with that. We utilized the Engage platform to be able to, number one, be in the tech stack, because it's a critical component. You met all of those standards, and we love Engage. But number two is, we utilize the Engage platform, which is a presentation tool that is extremely dynamic, that allows our contractors to go through that journey and say, okay, I get the wheel. Now help me understand how each one of those technologies inside the wheel works with one another and affects a certain part of the business. And so we kept it as simple as we possibly could and packed the content that we created with our partners, with Engage and others, to give our contractors the ability to immerse themselves into the technology and really truly understand it for what it is, from both a contractor's perspective and a homeowner's perspective and a data perspective. So you can look at the wheel, you can get it into your head, and then you can say, well, how do those affect? What are those areas that the homeowners are looking for? And we're solving those problems, contractor problems. And then, of course, as I just mentioned, the whole piece on data brings it all together. So that was our process, and it still is today, with regard to continuing to educate the industry on it and keep everybody connected on what this tech stack is.
So obviously we want to have great technology, but the best technology in the world does not matter at all if no one's actually using it. You know, it's kind of important that they actually use the technology. So we launched this a couple of years ago at IRE. I remember getting everything ready for it, making sure that we were ready to go to start talking about the solution at that event. And we've had a little while to get contractors using these solutions, and you know, we've had some changes in the program. So what feedback have you heard from contractors since this launched? And how have you taken that feedback to iterate?
Yeah, a great question, because not all tech stacks are, you know, created equal, number one. But number two is not every single tech stack is intended to be used for the entire business. And what I mean by that is, if I'm a retail focused contractor, I need technology that's going to help me drive my retail business. Mm-hmm. If I'm an insurance based contractor, I want technology to be able to maximize on my opportunities when the storms come into the market. If I'm a solar focused contractor, in addition to roofing, I want a technology that helps me to augment solar into my business. And so the ability for us to understand that really came through intentional feedback that we wanted from our contractors and through our ASM. So as we kind of walk through the journey, we introduced the tech stack with our partners a few years back. We then went into extensive learning mode. Tell us what you liked about this. Tell us what you didn't like about this. Share with us how it affected your business, and give us those opportunities to learn how we can get better. And through that journey, we've actually created additional tech stack models that are able to help contractors in those other businesses, specifically on solar. Today, we've introduced a solar tech stack. We have an insurance-based tech stack as well. And so this is the feedback that helps us continue with our journey. Number two is we always are looking at our partners for further development of their technologies, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're intended to use, Job Nimbus, for example, is the heartbeat right there, mm-hmm. right there, the CRM, the center of the wheel. We are always looking for someone like Job Nimbus to continue to integrate build a better mousetrap when it comes to, in this case, CRM. Mm-hmm. And so we're working with our contractors to see what else do you need. We look at our existing partners to make sure that we can solve that. If we can't, then we continue our journey to look at other technology solutions out in the market and maybe bring them in when it makes sense, for example, on solar side or on the insurance side. So this is really about keeping your ear to the ground and hearing from our contractors and from our tech partners about the space and how it's developing in your own world, as well as our contractors' real life stories. It's as simple as that. You know, it's always about the communication and making sure that, you know, what you're intended to get done is actually getting done. And that's through feedback and insights from our team.
So I think that some of our contractors don't realize that manufacturers have been dipping into this space, that manufacturers can be a resource for choosing tech partners. And, you know, may not even really know how to approach that relationship. Like, we probably have some folks listening who are Owens Corning contractors who, you know, perhaps didn't realize that there was a tech stack there, or maybe they sell Owens Corning products, but they also do siding and windows and are like, well, I sell these other products. I should probably find out what's going on there. Can you give some tips for our contractors on how they should approach that relationship with their manufacturers to get some guidance on tech solutions?
Yeah. You know, at least for Owens Corning, and I know, you know, throughout the industry, there's opportunities for contractors to continue to learn. But your question was specifically around manufacturing. For Owens Corning anyway, you know, first and foremost, you know, through our plants across the United States, our number one objective is to make the best products for our contractors that develop into a roofing system that provide the best protection for homeowners and allow our contractors to enjoy a very profitable business and a partnership. That's number one. But at the end of the day, here's what I say to that is, you know, when we look at it from a very narrow prism, we could say to ourselves, hey, you know, we're a manufacturer of roofing products and our obligation is to make sure that the products are great. Perfect. But when we look at our contractors, and this is the coolest part about being a roofing contractor, it's also an incredible responsibility, is that they're running an entire business. Mm-hmm. And sometimes contractors are running an entire business from a very lean group of people as they continue to build. Whatever that looks like, we, Owens Corning, looks at from a manufacturing standpoint as our contractors just that. They're a business. And so it's our responsibility to ensure that from a business standpoint, we can help our contractors in every aspect of it. And so for Owens Corning anyway, that starts with, you know, some of the highest levels of the business, which is how do you build a culture that is sustainable? How do you develop your leadership to ensure that folks that are in your organization have a chance to level up? And number two is that you're driving the right type of leadership in the market. How do you build a solid marketing campaign and drive digital presence in the market? How do you establish a strong selling organization, selling people, selling as well as the selling systems? Mm-hmm. How do you develop a solid production? And I can go on and on and on. And inside of our program is really an established consortium of elements and tools and resources that are really designed to help any aspect of our contractor's business. And when you look at manufacturers in today's market, whether it's in the roofing industry, outside the roofing industry, you'll see manufacturers beginning to, if they haven't already, establishing a framework around really helping our contractors with their entire business. And not every manufacturer does this. But what I would say to contractors listening to this is, you know, one of your best partnerships is going to be your manufacturer. And we feel the same, right? So it's a partnership that works for both. And when you're a roofing contractor establishing a partnership with a manufacturer, you should dig deep. You should ask the questions of, hey, we got the product down, but what else can you do for me to help me establish my business, help me grow with my business? What resources do you have? Whether it's on the technology side, whether it's on training side, whether it's on, you know, the application side, every aspect of that business should be questions that contractors might be asking manufacturers. And there's many, like, you know, look at the siding manufacturers, look at paint manufacturers, look at HVAC manufacturers. Many of them have done what Owens Corning has done, which is, as I said, Pam, we look at your business as a complete total business, and we're going to help you solve some of those biggest challenges. So there's lots of content and resources within the Owens Corning program and platform in our network that many contractors probably don't know the extent of it. I would ask ASMs to double down on that and do additional research. Because folks like Engage, right? Our partnership is one shining example of how our contractors can really level up their opportunity to establish a better framework around their sales team. What are the salespeople saying? What are they saying in the home? Are they following the practices? And, you know, not getting in all the details Engage, because I'm sure folks know about Engage, but it is a critical piece to the business. And you're a shining example of how Owens Corning is, through partnerships, helping our contractors get better every single day.
So I want to talk about this collaboration, because like Owens Corning is one of the most collaborative manufacturers out there. You guys are like boots on the ground helping to talk to your contractors and working with the tech partners directly. I know whenever we have a question, when we're working with one of your contractors, we just come directly to you because it's a collaborative relationship. Like we're all here to support the contractor. So can you share an example with me of a time where collaboration between Owens Corning, a tech partner, and a contractor produced a better than expected result, you know, where everybody chipped in together to help a contractor win?
Yeah. And I was thinking about this question. And you know what came to me, Pam, is I don't really have to think that far out from the project that we worked on together. Mm-hmm. And what I'll say to this is, you know, when Owens Corning said, we need to step into this a little bit more, we need to drive a better adoption with technology. We knew that we had to do it with our partners. And, you know, this is not a shameless plug for Engage, but a great example of how technology partners in conjunction with our contractors, because you remember what I was talking about before, which is before we go anywhere, we're always asking insights from our contractors is mm-hmm. what do you need? Yeah. And our Platinum Advisory Board, who are amongst the best of the best in the industry, are instrumental in helping us shape our future. And the conversations with the board years ago was, you know, here's some examples from us where, you know, we have a technology gap and we really need to do something about that. And so my point here is we listen carefully to our contractors and we directly, you know, take that information and start to implement it because we're hearing from the best of the best that we need it. So that's the example of shifting from listening from our contractors to starting it. But my point about the partner stamp side of it is, Pam, we would not have been able to get it done if it wasn't for the really hard work that the Engage team put into this tech stack. And if contractors have the opportunity to go through the Engage platform for the betterment of learning about technology, you'll see what I'm talking about because it's this example that shows contractors that the right technology partners, along with the contractors that give us, you know, forward thinking, result in really great things. And in this particular case, the technology to really take the game forward inside the home, great for Engage, but it's also how can your tech partners help you deliver the message to the market? Engage and our other partners were instrumental in getting that done, but a real call out to you and the Engage team because the build out of the journey of the tech stack could not have been done. You can't, like you said, it's a tech pile.
Yeah.
Engage platform allowed us to create the tech stack journey from an educational standpoint. So that's a real example of how contractors and technology partners work well with manufacturers.
Yes. And big shout out to Sean on my team for doing the bulk of the design on that project. He did a lot of work there. I want to talk about how you guys approach understanding success. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we always talk to our customers about trying to put a couple of KPIs in place to measure when they're implementing a solution. So if you're implementing Engage, like what KPIs are you tracking to ensure that you are being successful with this platform? Is it average ticket? Is it close rate? And I know a lot of the partners involved in the tech stack project also have metrics that they recommend their contractors track. But from your perspective as the building product manufacturer, what are you tracking to decide if the tech stack that you've built for your contractors is actually moving the needle for both you all at Owens Corning and the network?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. There's two answers to this. First is this is internal viewpoint, mm-hmm. Right? The ultimate objective for Owens Corning when it comes to implementing technologies and other solutions in our program is for one purpose only. It's to help our contractor, a singular contractor, in the entire network get better. And so part of the evaluation is looking at the purchase behavior of our contractors, not in the context of ensuring that they reached a certain number, but as a team member, as a partner, looking at the growth of the contractor and looking at simplistically, have you been able to build a model that allows you to do better with good, better, best? Is your model showcasing the fact that you're able to sell more of the accessory products that allow the homeowner to have a better roofing system, but allow our contractors to make more margin, right? So that's number that from an internal standpoint, we look at that very carefully with our contractors. And our ASMs, our sales folks, are instrumental in taking this from a local level. Hey, let's talk about this a little bit. And then bringing it back to Owens Corning and our team to be able to, that, you know, we're connecting the dots. So that's number one, is looking at that piece. But number two is, you know, some of those KPIs cannot be, you know, shown by number of products that are being purchased or sold, et cetera, or number of warranties that are being brought into the home. Rather, it's a viewpoint of their other parts of the business. And so part of our partnership allows our contractors to kind of to share that with our ASMs. Our ASMs are charged to go out in the market and say, okay, let's talk about what your sales process looks like. Let's talk about how long it took you to answer a particular lead. What I'm getting at here, Pam, is we go to the contractor and say, hey, is this working from your standpoint? And if it is working, that's fantastic. Let's keep moving the needle forward. But if not, then we can make some adjustments along with the contractor. And this is not just our ASMs that are getting involved in this. We have many consultants that work. Dave Bannis internally here with Owens Corning is a big part of that too. So we look at our internal elements to say, are you growing in the market? And that means that our contractor's doing better. And number two is your KPIs that are running your business. We're going to take a look at those and share with you what best in class looks like, and what weaker than best in class looks like, and what it might look like in the future if you continue on your journey. So we set our sales team up to get a better understanding, and those KPIs are kind of those buttons that they're pushing with the contractors and the questions that they're asking to be able to get better insight.
Yeah, you get a lot of feedback because your ASM model is so robust. I know you guys have a pretty nice ratio of like ASMs to contractors, where they do get a lot of FaceTime. You know, they get a lot of conversations with their contractors, and you have the regional events where they get a lot of conversation with contractors. I imagine that, like, you know, if there's a problem, it gets bubbled up pretty quickly because that people are going to be real squeaky when they've got an issue and they need help with it. So yeah, you guys get so much more feedback than I think, you know, some other manufacturers might because of your model.
Yeah, and I mean, here a quick example of you know the extension of what we bring to the market is we'll run anywhere between 125 and 150 live events across the United States in various parts of the business. But some of the most impactful live Owens Corning University live events are focused on financials and operations and those sides of the business that are just really critical for the business. Mm-hmm. And we will utilize our consultants to help our contractors shape what their KPIs should be looking like. And our ASMs are attached to that, where they're going to go in after some of the trainings that we put in and say, okay, we learned about this, and how can I help integrate some of these KPIs into your business? And if the contractor is new to that, then it's a journey that we take together. And so it's a combination of bringing in the best in class consultants to arrive at, you know, what those models should look like, and then bringing it all the way downstream at a local level with our contractors. So in a real way, Owens Corning University and our consultants play a big role in making sure our contractors are staying on track.
So let's talk a little bit about the future, because you mentioned at the very beginning that like tech just keeps evolving in this space. Yep. And you know, we keep seeing new solutions in the market. We keep seeing innovation from existing providers. What is a next layer that you are looking to evaluate for this tech stack to keep your contracting network competitive?
Yep. And look, in this particular point in time, here we are in 2025 and Q4, and the market is normalizing, right? Mm-hmm. And contractors are having to, you know, modify their businesses a little bit to accommodate for this normalized market. And one of the key areas that are super important, and in particular, because homeowners have changed a little bit over the years, they've become a little bit less patient, let's say.
I think that's a very polite description.
their expectations are way up here because outside of the roofing industry, they've been told, hey, I'm going to get this information quick. And if I don't get it, then I'm moving on to the next guy. And so what am I getting at is this whole speed to lead. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at the tech stack, you know, one area is speed to lead. And over the last year, we have launched a product inside of OC Connect, which is part of, you know, the whole program that we deliver for our contractors. We have a lead opportunity for our contractors. And so we built a product through our partnership with Toolsy that allows our contractors to consolidate all of their leads in real time through our Toolsy product that we built with them so that they can quickly, with automation and with technology, let's say they've got 17 lead sources coming in. And that's not really that abnormal these days, Pam.
No, it's like, pretty normal.
Right? Like, what, maybe like 10 years ago, they had two or three lead sources. Mm-hmm. Today, it could be coming from anywhere. Yeah. And so now the contractors, as opposed to like, well, I've got multiple lead sources and I've tapped into them, but how do I answer those leads to the timeframe homeowners are expecting it? And so, Pam, you probably know this number, but homeowners, after the first 5 minutes, if they're not getting a response from the contractor within just 5 minutes, the opportunity of that lead drops as much as, and probably more than these days, by 80%, mm-hmm. meaning that you've wasted your money if you didn't get in touch with that homeowner. So you need technology to adapt into your sales funnel and your lead funnel, rather, and allow it to instantly send off the appropriate communications to the homeowners to say, I heard you, I understand what you want, and here's the next steps for us to make sure that your next roof is going to be awesome. And our lead management system powered by Toolsy that's integrated into OC Connect and our other technology partners allows our contractors to instantly solve that problem with as many lead sources as they could possibly think of, because we thought of all of them with our partner. Number two, when you think about, you know, the next iteration is AI, right? Mm-hmm. AI is, it's changed the game 100% in everybody's business and everybody's life. And roofing businesses are no different. So we're looking at ways in which AI can become that next piece of the tech stack. And it's kind of like it's an emerging into the roofing business, meaning that people don't have like, okay, I got AI, but what do I do with it? And how mm-hmm. is it going to affect my business? We've seen many examples of contractors taking it to the next level. For us here at Owens Corning, we want to make sure that we're using AI, integrating with our partners in a way that helps them solve for, you know, the other parts of AI that people are still trying to search for, is like, how is it going to affect my business? Where should I apply AI and what technologies can I use? And so that's a newer element of it, but over the last year, we're still working through that part. So I'd say speed to lead and AI are two huge pieces that we're focused on.
So as part of this like deluge of tech, you know, the tech pile, I think that there's a lot of noise. Yep. That contractors are dealing with. So as we wrap up, can you give me one trend in roofing tech that you think is overhyped right now, and then one that you think is not getting enough attention?
Well, I'm going to go with AI because I think it's overhyped, mm-hmm. But it's also not getting enough attention. And I'm going to go back to my comment before. And Pam, you're looking at me like, what are you talking about?
John, what's going on here?
But it's true, right? If you think about it, AI is like, it's in the news. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's taking over. But at the same time, so it's overhyped in a way, because on the other side of AI in the roofing space anyway, is we're still, you know, if we're rounding first base in the second, and the idea is to get, you know, a home run, we're still in the kind of rounding second, maybe, with AI. And so we still don't understand its true power and how it can fully integrate into the technology. Now, there are some contractors that have, you know, they've solved it, but they've solved it independently. And they're probably maybe half to 1% of contractors that have done this. Our viewpoint on this is it still needs to be, you know, baked out to truly understand its power. Mm-hmm. So yeah, AI is super overhyped a little bit in the concept of taking over the world, but Mm-hmm. Am I really taking advantage of it today? So that's my answer. It's a one for one there, Pam.
Well, and I think the added complexity in roofing is that this is still an industry that requires human intervention at a lot of points. This is an industry that requires personalization because homeowners don't buy roofs every day, and their home may have very specific quirks that cannot be answered through a chatbot, but like needs somebody to actually come look at it. And then there's the human element of the actual installation process, and you are physically doing something to their home. So I think it's a really complex topic of how do I integrate this technology that is supposed to replace, I say that with very heavy quotation marks, like replace people in a lot of processes while also maintaining that human element that's required to run my business.
Yep. And I, you know, the word that comes to me as you were talking there, and it is, you know, a simple word, it's called trust. Mm-hmm. And a homeowner's journey is built off of lack of trust, or I'm just completely in on this contractor and he's got me and I trust him or I trust her. And the evolution of technology is always kind of like threading the needle, mm-hmm. Particularly in the roofing space, because you're right. You can bring in the best technology, but if the homeowners are like, I'm not ready for that, I need to speak with somebody, then probably not ready for prime time. And so you're starting to see some of this technology emerge. One of our other tech stack partners that are in the wheel, a company called Roofle, mm-hmm. You know, they start to bring an e-commerce solution to the market where allowing homeowners to get curious about roofing, start to do some self-education on it, start to dig a little bit deeper into the components of the roofing, and all of the other stuff that comes along with it, color, warranty, technology, and go right down to the point of actually making the sale without any human interaction. And I think that if you look at other industries or just the world in general, we're accustomed to doing this in everyday lives in the Amazon thing, right? Everybody's just ready to go buy. Yeah. And I think we're getting to that place. And the real push is how can I build the most amount of trust in this virtual environment or this technology environment that allows the homeowners to be like, it feels like the guy's here. It feels like the salesperson's here. It feels like the gal's here selling me. But at the same time, I feel very comfortable with my decision. So TBD on all of that. It's happening today. We know it is. But, you know, are homeowners adapting to purchasing the cost of something like a roof without ever visiting somebody? I think it's a yes and a no. Mm-hmm. Some are adapting to it. Others are kind of going along for the journey here. And it's our job to continue to evaluate that and see where our technology partners and our tech stack can help in that whole journey with our homeowners, because they're guiding us and they're telling us what we need, right?
Well, John, I think that's a great place to leave it, that we are wading into the unknown that comes next with technology. So thank you so much for joining us today and pulling back the curtain on the Owens Corning Roofing Tech Stack. It was great to have you with us.
Pam, thanks so much to you and the entire Engage team. You're doing amazing things for the roofing industry and beyond. Really privileged to be on your podcast here, and we'll talk to you soon. Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Engaged podcast. If you'd like to learn how to create, share, and measure your way to success, head over to engage.io. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen. It really helps others find our show. Until next time.